The small California city of Hercules is living up to its bold name. This week, the town voted to get rid of Walmart even before the retail giant arrived. Reporter Shirley Skeel has the story.
The tiny city of Hercules sits on the eastern edge of San Francisco Bay, buffeted by the wind and almost lost in the rolling hills. It's a modern bedroom community with million-dollar homes and hopes of attracting trendy boutiques and restaurants. So attempts by the retailer Walmart to set up in town have horrified residents. At the local Starbucks, Walmart is the main topic of conversation. At one table, two smartly dressed women refer vaguely to the undesirable element a Walmart could bring to town. Jerry Mayo, a retired florist, is more blunt.
I wouldn't want a Walmart in here. The homes over here, they have million-dollar homes and have a Walmart in here. The only kind of people who would come over here, like they said, would be, I hate to say the word, but little riffraffs. So what happens is that they might end up with a lot of crime in here. I know it's wrong to say, but it's true.
At Hercules City Hall, this message is being heard loud and clear. The city council plans to use eminent domain to forcibly acquire the land that Walmart owns. The 17-acre parcel sits on a bluff with sweeping views of the bay. 6 years ago, the city approved plans to build a neighborhood shopping center there. But the project failed, and Walmart bought the land. Since then, Walmart has been fighting to get approval for a store on the site. Its latest proposal includes a smaller store, but it's still far larger than the city plan allows. This week, Hercules decided it had had enough. The city held an open council meeting to decide whether to force Walmart to sell the land. There was standing room only.
Walmart will never, never understand what we want. I say, throw the bums out.
President Steve Kirby set the tone for the night.
Now, don't get me wrong. You are free to dislike Walmart.
Los Angeles lawyer Edward Berg represented the giant retailer.
What's being asked of you tonight is to adopt a resolution to use the awesome power of eminent domain to take Walmart's property for what boils down to the simple reason that you don't like the property owner. Today, it may be Walmart, but the question is, where does this end? Who will it be tomorrow?
The Walmart lawyer's argument failed to sway Anita Roger Fields, who's lived in Hercules since 1982.
I don't want Walmart in my community. I don't care if they have 2 square feet. They are a bad neighbor. They are horrible to working people. They want to crush the competition. They want to get rid of all our wonderful small businesses that have struggled for years and years to exist.
Speaker after speaker condemned the giant retailer, claiming a store would bring traffic jams, crime, and a decline in property values. Only 4 people spoke in favor of Walmart. 90 minutes later, City Mayor Trevor Evans Young put the eminent domain resolution to the 5 council members for a vote.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Those against? Any abstentions? Vote is unanimous to adopt the resolution as presented.
Walmart says it will challenge the action in court. For NPR News, I'm Shirley Skeel.